patient's name is Emily Saavedra. Last name is Saavedra. Date of birth is 11/21/2003. Date of service is 1/11/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 18-year-old female presents to the clinic for a follow-up on her thyroid medication. The patient states that she was given the thyroid medication a few months ago, but after taking it for a while, began having abdominal pain, so she did discontinue it. She states that now she is having some of those same symptoms she was before she started the thyroid medication, which includes hair loss and fatigue. The patient also states that she does have a rash, dry skin, and itching. On her right foot, in the webbing of her toes, and she wants to get it evaluated. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current medication, Synthroid, past medical history, hypothyroid, ovarian cyst, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 110 over 62, heart rate 81, respiratory rate 18, 98.1, O2 99, and she weighs 177 pounds. Physical exam, general. She's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, neck, negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even on labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait, steady, skin's warm, dry. She does have rash in between webbing of her second and third toe and third and fourth toe. That does have some mild skin breakdown and some erythema. Assessment and plan number 1, hypothyroidism. Number 2, tinea pedis. Patient will be given ketoconazole cream to put on her wound rash once a day for 4 to 6 weeks. And she will also be given a prescription for that Synthroid medication that she did begin. We'll go ahead and rerun her labs to evaluate her TSH. We'll call her with those results. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.